good win to kick off the new slate of games here in January. A nice win. I think got off to what I read, this kind of a slow start, but you picked things up their second, third, and fourth quarter, didn't you?
Yeah, it definitely showed that we were off for 30 days in that first quarter there, first half. Just kind of slow going. You know, energy and effort just wasn't all the way there. And that's, you know, you practice against yourself for a week, and it just kind of being back in August, October, November time for us. So, but it was nice to see us turn it around, come out in that third quarter, that second half, and really be able to push the ball in transition. Something we've been working on a lot over this break, preparing for the game, was to be able to push the ball in transition. I thought we did well with that and got out and were able to score the ball. Didn't shoot it great, but again, you know, sitting idle for 18 days without any practice, you know, you kind of tend to expect that a little bit and slow going, but nice to get a win underneath our belt. Nice to get a game underneath our belt as we prepare for our region play now.
And you were awfully close to almost getting all five starters in double figures. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. You know, I think everybody did a good job there, and we shared the ball well. Had, I can't remember, 14, 16 assists in the game. So I thought we moved the ball well when we were able to score. I mean, we swung and got it side to side and got everybody involved and got everybody to play. And so it was, yeah, it was really good, good offensive effort by everybody.
Good way to kick off the January slate. Now you got Lamar coming in on Tuesday. What's the scouting report on this team now?
You know, they haven't played in a while as well. They played in North Platte's Classic just before the Christmas break. They were scheduled to play on Friday. That game ended up getting canceled for them. So this will be their first game. So not 100% sure what we'll see, because there's a lot of time between games and adjustments made, and players here and there change and develop. So, you know, they play both man and zone, so we're kind of preparing for everything with them. I think they're deeper than they were last year. So they'll come in, you know, with a better team than what we've seen in the last couple of years, and got some guards that can really score it. They get after it defensively. You know, they're not as tall, but they're quick and feisty, and we just have to be playing under control and play our game and not allow them to speed us up too much.
I know Coach Brandel mentioned that they had, what, a lot of games, men's games, postponed because of COVID. Has it not been the case with the women, or had some games that you know of around the state have been, and the conference, postponed?
You know, I don't think they've had any, maybe one. Nothing too crazy. I think they played most of their games. I think they had one during this semester that was in the fall. And then, I don't know the reason for this one on Friday. I just know that there wasn't anything there, as far as box score stuff, and I saw on their website that it was canceled. So, I don't think they've had as much as everybody else in our region. Really haven't heard, too much about COVID going on. So, which is a good thing. Hopefully we can continue that. We don't have to postpone games and make up games. We really don't have many slots to do that this semester. We're playing a lot of 2 and 3 day games a week as it is. So hopefully we can stay healthy and make it through.
This would be a good momentum builder for the big trip to Western on Friday, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's nice to get a region game in on this Tuesday before we head up to Western and Sterling. I mean, those two teams have been in the top four, top half of our south side of the region for a long, long time. And so it's a tough road trip. We're the only team, the men's and women's side in the region, that has to play Sterling and Western Nebraska on back-to-back nights. So it makes it a challenge, but it sets us up for a region tournament type play, because these are two really good teams and on both the men's and women's side that kind of prepare us for that region tournament. And Lamar's going to be not an easy task at all. So it's kind of nice to have this game as we prepare for the weekend as well.